You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 24th of February 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Friday is here, the weekend is just around the corner and you will either be listening to this on your way home from work, perhaps in your lunch hour or maybe just downloading it from the archive over the weekend, but we know why you're here today. You're here today to hear from my co-host all the way from Texas, Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, how are you doing, sir? How is life treating you?
I'm doing everything I can not to have the anime stomach growl, just because I've already read through this story, and all I can think about now is how I wish I could sit down and eat a nice ribeye steak. So I'm going to try not to have a stomach growl during this. We read this story, it's supposed to shame you from eating meat, and instead it just makes me hungry.
Yeah, it makes me hungry as well. I do like my steaks, and it's quite a change from our usual topics. Our usual staple fare is transsexuals and the ludicrous woke ideas. And I guess you could say this is a ludicrous woke idea. It comes from the World Economic Forum. The headline is, "Use cigarette-style graphic labels to shame people into not eating meat. Scientists say." So it's actual scientists that have actually come up with this idea. Why would you not want to eat meat? Well, apparently it's something to do with climate change. Scientists have suggested that the use of graphic labels on packaging could be employed by governments to shame people into not eating meat. Well, let's just stop there, because if people didn't eat meat, what else are they going to eat? They're going to need to eat plants, aren't they? Lots and lots of plants. But aren't we using all of our plants to make biofuel? And is it not economic to have meat? Because what are the animals that get turned into meat? What do they eat? Well, they eat grass. Grass really doesn't need much work doing to it, does it? It just pretty much grows everywhere. And you can just allow the animals to roam free eating the grass, and then you can eat the animals afterwards. And I'm pretty sure that if farmers are just growing grass somewhere, that's because it would be much more difficult for them to grow wheat or corn or any of these other staple crops. And also you have the fact that meat is what we are supposed to eat. I mean, this is why we have those two incisors in our heads. We have grinding teeth for eating plants, and we have incisors for eating meat. That is what comes naturally to us. And if we were just to eat plants all the time, there are certain vitamins that we would not be able to get. And this is why when you look at vegans in particular, and also a lot of vegetarians, they tend to look very pasty and not very well, because you need to eat meat to be healthy. So the idea of putting the similar labels onto meat packaging that we put on cigarettes, which effectively says that, you know, if you take these cigarettes, you can end up with lung cancer, you can end up with heart attacks, you could end up with all these awful things happening. The fact that they're talking about putting these on meat really says that they're not being entirely honest, are they, if they're going to try and scare people away from eating meat? Because it's eating meat that actually keeps you healthy. I mean, what do you make of this, Grandpa? It's a bit of a crazy idea, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, every vegan you ever see looks like they have grids. Now, granted, there could be some crossover. They may actually have grids, because there could be some crossover there. So that could confuse the issue. We need some more scientists to tell us what's going on. The very same people who will lecture you about your cars destroying the planet, but yet they fly to Davos in their, you know, personal private jet. Because that doesn't count. You have to understand the same concept would apply here. You're going to eat the bugs and you're going to eat the plants. They're going to still be eating steak. you know, just like they're on their private jet. You see, that's for the little people. That's for the nobodies. Another thing I don't understand about that, you say, you know, what are you going to eat? You're going to eat the plants. But what do the plants have to survive? Well, they have to have carbon dioxide. That's what they breathe, carbon dioxide. But you see, we're told that carbon dioxide is actually a pollutant and destroying the planet now. Of course, we're being told this by the scientists and the experts. The same government scientists and experts that decided in Pennsylvania it was a good idea to light over 100,000 gallons of toxic chemicals up, just burn it, because why not? You know, huge plume. You know, the same people that are telling us what we breathe out and what plants breathe in is a pollutant. So if it's fine, we're going to light this 100,000 gallons plus of toxic, highly toxic chemical up, and it's going to be fine. Scientists have no credibility. It's just like what the healthcare industry has done after the whole COVID nonsense. They've lost any and all credibility. People who are thinking this idea that they're going to put these labels and it's going to dissuade people from eating meat. The only people it's going to dissuade are the people that already, you know, are going to believe anything they're told, no matter how ridiculous. Probably the people who already look like they have grids and don't eat meat now. That's the only people, because I mean, regular people are not going to quit eating meat because you put a shame label on there. This is just global virtue signaling. That's all it is.
Well, they're not being entirely honest. I mean, the reasons they tell us that they're doing this is because it will somehow stop the climate changing, and it will stop the climate warming up and us getting warmer, which a lot of people would say, well, what is the problem with us getting warmer? But they're not actually saying that. They're basically saying that don't eat meat because it means people are mean to animals. Graphic labeling telling the general public that animals suffer when you eat meat and the Amazon rainforest is destroyed when you eat meat can be used to shame people into not buying and consuming meat products, scientists have claimed. How do animals suffer when you eat meat? I mean, what do people think animals would be doing if we didn't have them on farms? What do they think cows and sheep would be doing? I mean, if nobody looks after sheep, you know, the wool grows so much it will grow over their eyes and they won't be able to see. If the farmers don't look after them, they end up with parasites and they end up with worms. You know, the farmers look after these animals, and in return, the animals get to be eaten by human beings right at the top of the food chain. The animal gets to become a part of the human being, the pinnacle of God's creation. That's the way that I see it. These animals are honored that they're actually eaten by humans, and that's why they're friendly animals. You know, the domestic animals, sheep, cows, they have a symbiotic relationship with the human being looks after them, gives them plenty of grass for them to eat on, and we make sure that they're kept healthy and they don't have parasites, don't have worms, they have happy lives, and then they get eaten by us. And of course, that's the way that it should be. That's the way that it is on most small scale farms. Of course, then you get large scale farming, you get cattle that are put into these horrible sheds and awful things like that. But that's all a part of the consumer culture. It doesn't have to be done that way is basically what I'm saying. So this slogan here, animals suffer when you eat meat. You know, it's not true that animals suffer when you eat meat. And I guess this Amazon rainforest is destroyed when you eat meat. Are they claiming there that the Amazon rainforest is cut down so that people can put cattle and sheep on the land, so that they can put loads of turf on there, loads of grass, and get cattle and sheep eating it? No, of course, that's not what's happening in the Amazon rainforest. These rainforests get cut down so that they can grow palm oil on these rainforests. And there's no there's no big attempt to remove palm oil from these products that they put palm oil with. And I mean, a lot of animals have ended up dying because of that, haven't they? Like particularly the orangutan has lost all of its general natural environment because of this palm oil. I would suggest they should be promoting the people using other things instead of palm oil, but they're not mentioning that at all. And another side to this, just a final point here before I hand this over to you, Grandpa, is of course they want to push this eating the bugs idea. And at the moment in Britain, apparently in the supermarkets, they can't get tomatoes and they can't get a lot of food, but there is lots and lots and lots of alternative meat in the supermarkets, stuff that's been made out of bugs or that's been made out of soy, and they're really pushing this. So they've got this artificial scarcity with products that people need, and then they're putting in all this soy and bugs and all the rest of it, and encouraging people to eat them in the supermarket. So I guess that's part of this, isn't it? Stop eating meat, start eating bugs. How can we scare people into stopping them from eating meat? But I guess there's quite a few things there you could pick up on there, Grandpa. Any thoughts?
Well, I mean, we have to say it. I realize I'm not insulting the intelligence of our audience because I'm pretty sure our audience already understands. But I do think it's important to speak the truth. And so just got to say up front, the entire climate change thing is a hoax. No, I mean, we have to say that. I mean, again, I'm not insulting anybody's intelligence. I know if you're listening to the show, you probably already know that. But I do think it's important just to go ahead and speak it, speak that truth. It's a hoax. We all know it's a hoax. The same people who are sitting there wringing their hands over, quote unquote, climate change, which is a hoax. It's an observable hoax. It's a provable hoax. It's a laughable hoax. They're not worried about actual environmental thing. Like I say, this is the same people that lit off over 100,000 gallons of highly carcinogenic and toxic chemicals, put it into the air, into the water, and said everything's fine, even while people's animals were dropping dead overnight. You know, I mean, so that has to be said up front. Their statements, of course, are pure rhetoric. It's supposed to appeal to your emotion. And I can just, I have the stereotypical person who would fall for this in mind. First off, you know, this whole thing about animals suffer when you eat meat. Now, they've had this big push saying, well, cows are causing climate change because of their gastrointestinal, problems. You see, the cows crap. And when they crap, they release methane gas and it's destroying the planet. This is all part of that narrative. Now, the thing they never tell you is, okay, if we were to go along with this, what they're essentially saying is you've got to get rid of the cows. So what are they going to do with them? I'm assuming they're implying they're going to slaughter all the cattle. You're just not going to get to eat them. Because if the cows are causing climate change, then, so we need to stop eating meat. Well, they're going to have to do something with the cows, right? So this whole nonsense about, oh, animals suffer when you eat meat. The Amazon rainforest thing is just gibberish, which you've already pointed to. I don't think we need to belabor that point. And you hit on another good thing. These animals have to be cared for. A sheep, you brought up sheep. Let me tell you something. A sheep just goes around looking for a place to die. That's all it does. A sheep just goes around. If people don't just just hover over them, basically, it will sit around and walk. It's only one step. A sheep is only like one step above a turkey. Because a turkey will stand there, look up at the rain and drown itself. It's so damn stupid. A sheep is like barely one step above that. It just walk around and like a sheep will walk around, wake up one day, be like, you know what? I like this spot. I'm going to fall over and die. Who knows why? Cattle, cattle can be fairly self-sufficient, but still ranchers have to go out there, what they call pull the calves, because they go to birth and they have all these problems. And you got to literally, this is dedication. You got to go out there to save your cow and the calf, and you have to literally shove your arms inside of the cow to help rearrange the calf and yank it out. Left to their own devices, the cow will lay there and suffer until it dies, and the calf dies, lays there in a birthing difficulty. This is the kind of dedication people go to save their cows and their calves. And they're sitting there talking about, oh, the animals are suffering. The animals are suffering. A cow has no other purpose in the world than to be food. It is. It's no other purpose. It's like for wildlife. It's like the wildlife food chain. If you look at a rabbit has no purpose in the ecosystem except to be food for carnivores, be it dogs, coyotes, wolves, whatever. That is their, they don't serve any other purpose. That's their purpose. A chicken is the same way. A chicken has no purpose in the ecosystem except to be food. You look at a cow is like meant to be eaten. That means they're just, you can look at them. That's what they are designed to be food. Of course, this is all pushed by people who deny the very existence of the natural order. They think they can override the natural order with their dictates, what they proclaim is a new order. I'm going to refrain from preaching here, but yeah, it's ludicrous. Oh, the cows suffer when you eat meat. They don't tell us what they're going to do with the cows because supposedly the cows are one of the main culprits to killing the planet. And you're going to grow plants. How are you going to grow the plants if you somehow come out, because they come up with these wild ideas, we're going to filter carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. They're not going to be able to do that. It's just made up bullshit. They just want you to live in the city in a pot and eat, lab grown paste and say it's good. But I mean, if they did that, all the plants would die. I learned this in like fifth grade science class. The plants have to have carbon dioxide. If it got warmer, you would have more plants. It would actually be better for the planet. But of course, none of that matters because it's all a hoax. It's all just gibberish.
You know, with the carbon dioxide, plants can actually take up to 5 times as much carbon dioxide as they take in today. And it makes them grow 5 times as fast and 5 times as large. So the more carbon dioxide you have, the more plants are going to grow, the more plant food there is actually going to be for us. And when the temperature is a little bit warmer, it's been a little bit warmer in the past. We had like the Middle Ages, and we used to grow grapes and wine making that we used to go on in Britain. It used to be a lot warmer than it is today, and the sky didn't fall in on our heads. You know, it was merry old England at that time. So I think that we can cope with the temperature warming up a little bit. Another thing they'll say is oh, well, the ice is all going to melt and everywhere is going to drown. But if you have a glass full of water and you got some ice in there and the ice melts, the water doesn't all come overflowing over the top of the glass, does it? It just takes up the same amount. And also, when you think about, you have like the you know, they have the water cycle, don't we? We have a certain amount of water is vapor, a certain amount of it is liquid, a certain amount of it is ice. It's the same amount of water. There isn't going to be any more water or less water. So I don't see how these terrible floods are going to happen anyway. But they certainly don't want us to be eating meat for some reason anyway. It is the latest development in a trend that has seen actors who believe they are doing good push for people to stop eating meat products, with the topic of cutting down on meat consumption being a significant talking point at the World Economic Forum's Davos conference this year. So it's another wonderful idea that they cooked up for us at the World Economic Forum, is that we need to stop eating meat. So there's going to be a big push to do this. And what they're suggesting is, well, we'll just use these scary pictures that we put on the cigarette packets, because that stopped people from smoking. And what this really does, it makes me suspicious if they were actually telling the truth when they put those scary pictures on the cigarette packets. If what they're saying is, oh, it was shaming people that stopped them doing it, so we'll just do the same thing with meat, it makes me very suspicious that perhaps it wasn't cigarettes that were giving people all that lung cancer. I mean, why would they suggest doing this otherwise? Because it's quite clearly not going to be the truth that they're going to put into these pictures. And it's these scientists that's suggesting this. I don't think these scientists are very ethical. What do you make of the World Economic Forum getting involved in this, Grandpa?
Well, I mean, you brought up the cigarette thing, or, you know, they bring up the cigarette thing as a comparison, and it is. It's very interesting. They put all the warnings on the cigarettes that it causes cancer. Now, the implication here is the tobacco is causing the cancer. They never mentioned the 300-plus chemicals, which most of them we don't even know what they are, because it's proprietary information. They never mentioned the 300-plus chemicals that they put on the product in the cigarettes. They just have the implication that it's the tobacco that's doing it. Likewise, we have people getting all of these cancers. We got people having all of these problems, and they never want to talk about all of these chemicals that are in our environment. They want to talk about things like microplastics. They say the average, they did a study recently that said that the average person has enough microplastics in their body that if you put it all together, it would be the size of a credit card. That's in your liver. That's in your kidney. Common sense tells you, hey, that might be one of the reasons we're having all of these cancers, instead of, you know, eating meat, which men have done since men have existed on the planet. But you're not supposed to look at that. You know, you're not supposed to use any common sense. You have to listen to the experts. There's a certain mindset that just wants to go along with whatever the experts say. I always laugh whenever they drag out these actors. Who the hell cares? I mean, they always brag. They drag these actors out to morally preach to us. These are people that, on par, have the most screwed up lives of anybody on the face of the planet. They have the most screwed up, dysfunctional lives of anybody, and they bring these people out as our moral betters. You were talking about climate change. I was thinking of your patriotic history series and the Fertile Crescent. Go look at the Fertile Crescent now. It's not so fertile, is it? Why? Because the planet, the climate changes. It goes through cycles. Areas that were once great and fertile are now no longer very fertile, are they? You know, but we know from actual historical records that were kept at the time that it wasn't always that way. Well, it wasn't because the Phoenicians were rolling around in their SUVs or flying in an airplane, was it? It's absurd. It's just ridiculous. It's denying nature, which of course goes along with these people and their in their worldview. I always, final point, I laugh because they went, when I was a kid, and I always bring this up whenever it's because I'm this is where I'm showing that I'm getting older because I have to talk about, you know, back in my day, let me tell you what. But when I was a kid in the 70s, I was in elementary school, and we got those weekly reader, this little paper thing that we read. And at the time, it was nothing. It was all about the coming ice age, and we were all going to freeze to death. Then after that came the global warming, and they kind of went back and forth, and now they've just gone with climate change. But the insinuation is that we're warming. That's kind of the default. When someone points this out, they say, well, it's climate change. The climate should never change. We're supposed to like live in a, you know, climate controlled, like your house, you know, central air, central heat stays a perfect 72 degrees all the time. That's what it's supposed to be doing. But I always laugh because like here in Texas, obviously it gets hot in the summertime. Of course, we have all these Californians that move here and they're like appalled. Why is it so hot here? It's so hot in Texas. What? No shit. It's Texas. Did you not look into that before you moved here? Now you're going to whine about it. Now you're going to complain about it. It gets hot in the summertime in Texas and you'll watch the weather in the morning in the summer. And they'll be like, well, it's going to get up to 102 today to do 102 today. Get it spit out a minute. It's going to get up to 102. I'm not converting that into Celsius for you euros because it's a bunch. It's really hot. Y'all would melt. You wouldn't be able to stand it. 102 degrees today. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh. And then they'll be up there like, well, we ain't going to break the record. And they'll put the record up there. And the record will be something like the record was 108 set in 1915. Okay, common sense tells you if we're burning the planet up because we have cows, it would have been colder in 1915, but that's the record. Today is just kind of an average day in the state of Texas. These people are in denial of the natural order. You have to remember that. They deny the natural order. Their arrogance is to the point. They believe, this Davos people, they actually believe they can speak a new reality into existence with what they proclaim. They can engineer, they can re-engineer the natural order to suit them. If they just beat you over the head with a bunch of psychological manipulation and try to change the way people live, they think they can change the natural order. They can't because it was created by somebody way the hell higher than them. But that's what they think. That's what's going on here. It's obviously insanity, but it's insanity that's being foisted on us nonetheless.
You know, we've had ice ages, we've had warm ages, and it's all caused by just various different things, you know, sunspots, heat from the sun, volcanoes. We've had a few volcanoes that have gone off that have just left the whole world covered in cloud in certain periods, far more than that could ever be affected by, you know, the gas that comes from cows. But anyway, in the service of this end, scientists from Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands believe they have found that slapping graphic labelling on meat products, similar to those found on cigarette packaging, can prevent people from eating meat. I mean, of course, if you put a label on the meat saying this is poison, do not eat, then obviously some people are just going to believe whatever they're told. And they're going to believe that. And that's effectively what they're saying here is we'll just lie to people. The scientists particularly advocate the use of so-called meat shaming labels that tell consumers that they are bad people for eating meat, which they found turns people away from the product. So I guess they must have actually done some tests with this. They must have put some meat products out there with lies on them about how people are wicked people for eating meat, and people did actually stop eating them. I think this doing something like this would really cause people to lose their trust that they actually have in the government, lose the trust that they actually have in the organizations that are there to make sure that, you know, the consumer organizations that tell us what the ingredients are in meat. I think it would just cause people to completely lose trust in them. I mean, we've been eating meat since the year dot. We our bodies are created and they're meant for eating meat. And then you've got people that assume they know better than thousands of years worth of human beings, and that in actual fact, we shouldn't actually be eating it. I think this will just cause people to lose even more trust in the government, and particularly in the agencies that actually deal with diet. Don't you think, Grandpa?
Well, they actually think they can reshape the natural order to their will. I mean, that is what they are saying. That's what they are proclaiming. Now, again, I'm not insulting our audience. Y'all are listening to this show. You're aware of this. But it's if you trust the science, the experts, the government, at this point, you're a moron. I'm sorry. You have to be a complete idiot. This is all what you just read here, Sven. These quote unquote scientists are admitting to not science. This is not the scientific method. What they're talking about, they have done and they experimented with, and what they are advocating is by definition psychological manipulation. This is not science. They weren't doing experiments to see what was this and what was that, and if we try this, this was they are admitting to nothing more than psychological manipulation. Now, this is an extension of what we saw during COVID. COVID was a giant. It was a mass psychological manipulation event, and they learned from that. They discovered, you know, that people will go along with basically anything if you can convince them there's a crisis. Now, they're having a harder sell with this climate change thing, but they convinced people there was this deadly virus, and if you put a T-shirt over your face, it was going to help keep you from getting this deadly virus, which common sense, again, would tell you is idiotic. But they learned that they can use mass psychological manipulation to achieve goals. And that is what this is. These scientists aren't doing science. They're admitting right here with what you've read that this is nothing more. They're advocating for psychological manipulation. And if that is the case, which they're admitting to, I mean, there's no other way to look at this. They're admitting to advocating for mass psychological manipulation. Then the next question is, to what ends?
Well, they say meat shaming entails often drastic communication that publicly criticizes consumers for their meat consumption behavior, with the goal to make them feel ashamed and ultimately change their behavior. And that's what this study says. So I guess what they will do is they'll put pictures of small children on there, or they'll have small children on the television scolding the grown-ups for destroying the climate by eating their steak. The study ultimately finds that the use of such labelling is effective at turning off the general public, especially when the consumer feels that the warning on the packaging is coming from those in authority, such as the government, the United Nations, Greenpeace, or a private corporation that pushes environmentally friendly eating. So what they've found is basically if the government tells you to do something, a lot of people go along with it, particularly women. Women really do go for this, going along with the herd. They're programmed to do that. It's very difficult for them to break away from that programming. But it continues here. It says the study into how to help prevent people from eating meat is only the latest chapter in a growing trend to kill consumer appetite for animal products, with powerful individuals and corporations becoming increasingly keener to see the likes of beef and chicken go the way of the dinosaur. Powerful individuals and corporations. Are they really the sort of people that in the past have been known to be having our best interests at heart? They've just suddenly come all over charitable and merciful and wanting to help the rest of the world. And this is why they're telling us that we shouldn't eat beef or chicken. I'm very suspicious of this. I think it could possibly be that they want to promote things that aren't actually meat, things that are made from cell cultures, things that are made from insects, things that are made from soy. I mean, we've even seen beef that's been grown in the lab, haven't we? And we've even heard of human meat that has been grown from cells that have actually been taken from aborted fetuses. I mean, awful stuff like this. I think that's more like what they want to do than what they want to promote. And I should imagine they also want to put patents on a lot of this stuff as well. If they can put patents on something which is similar to meat and then get everybody eating it, then they're going to tend to make a lot of money from that, because powerful individuals and corporations are definitely profit driven. They're not driven by altruistic notions. They're driven by making money. So I would be extremely suspicious of this. What do you make of what it has to say here, Grandpa?
Yeah, who wants to get their food from the same people who brought us the safe and effective vaccines? I mean, who wants to do that? One of the things is you read these articles, and when you understand that everything they tell us is a lie, But still, you can read between the lines, and it's funny how they tacitly admit to some truths here. I think I found it very interesting that they lump the government, the UN, Greenpeace, powerful individuals, and corporations all into one monolithic group. You notice how they put those all together. There's a lot of insinuation here that these, because average person may not think that, you know, they think of these things as individual, you know, like entities, like working on their own that just so happen to be pushing for the same agenda. But you can read between the lines and see that the government, the UN, Greenpeace is specifically mentioned here, but you could just say all of these NGOs, private corporations, and of course, powerful individuals are all working together for this common agenda, and supposedly they have the power to get people to do this. I've always, you know, since this is supposedly science, it's obviously an experiment, if nothing else, in psychological manipulation. I always wonder about their control group. You know, who did they use for a control group that said, that went along with this? And when they saw the big bad government label that said this is dangerous, said, oh my gosh, I don't want to eat that. I mean, who was their control group? Because I can tell you, the average control group in Texas, you know, and you don't even have to, you don't worry about race here, because you just average cross section of Texas, whites, browns, blacks, they're gonna eat their meat. You know, you're not gonna convince the Mexicans here in Texas that they can't have beef fajitas anymore because you're killing the planet. That's just absurd. I always wonder who their control group is. These people live in this little bubble. And so they went to their little, you know, I don't know, did they do this in the newsroom? Where did they do this experiment? Who was their group? Because the average person in Texas, that's not going to work. In fact, everybody's going to laugh at it. But you see, these people just live in this bubble. They don't have anybody. They'll sit there and tell them, well, that's stupid. Nobody's going to go along with that. That's stupid. They just, oh, yes, yes. And they just sit there and tell each other how smart they are. That's what this Davos meeting is. Besides their sinister schemes, they sit around. I almost use a term that'd probably be inappropriate. They sit around and stroke each other's back and tell each other how smart they are, pat each other on the back, and they're so much smarter than the plebs out there. They have no connection with reality. No, I don't think if you put these stupid labels, people are still going to buy their meat.
Well, I think if you look at the powerful individuals and the corporations and the government, and you try and work out who they are, they would be the stakeholders, wouldn't they? See, I got a little pun in there. Well, preventing meat eating in order to solve climate change came up as a topic of conversation at this year's World Economic Forum conference at Davos, with the head of German industrial megacorp Siemens saying that he wants to see hundreds of millions of people across the world stop eating meat. Yes, that well-known dietitian Siemens. You know, they have a lot to do with the food supply, don't they? I mean, there's something to do with computers and hardware, software, that sort of thing. They certainly don't have anything to do with diet. I mean, who are they to be telling us what our diet should be? That apparently this head of Siemens said, if a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you, it has a big impact. And he said this during a panel at the Globalist Conference. Not only does it have a big impact on the current food system, but it will also inspire innovation of food systems. And I think that's where we have it, isn't it? The innovation of food systems. Probably the innovation of the production line and machines that are used to make this fake food. Because animals just give food naturally, don't they? But what they're talking about here is making synthetic food, which is obviously going to be owned by someone. The patent is going to be owned by someone, probably Siemens. I think that's what is being implied here. Well, the movement to push people into not eating meat is no longer merely theoretical either, with German supermarket chain Lidl announcing earlier this month that it plans to cut down on the number of meat products that it is selling in stores. According to the chief purchasing director at the shopping giant, Christopher Graf, Lidl was making the decision as there is no second planet, with the official adding that he hoped the move would motivate buyers into choosing plant-based alternatives. And I think that's what's going on. I think that's why There are all these foods that aren't there in the supermarkets because they're trying to push people into buying these alternatives to meat. And I don't think it's a coincidence here that Lidl is one of the lower supermarkets. It's on a lower one on the food chain, basically. People that can't afford to go in the more expensive supermarkets go in Lidl. So that's the one that they're trying this out first in. They're going to remove all the meat from Lidl. And the meat that is there, they're going to put all these horrible stickers on there showing cows being tortured and saying if you buy this meat, you're adding to the torture of cows, so that all the little children asked to have the it's wonderful stuff here, it's not actually meat, or I can't believe it's not meat, like that margarine stuff, I can't believe it's not butter. I think that's what they're pushing for here, and I think it's because they think they're going to be making a lot of money out of it with new machinery that has to be developed to work in the factories, and also the development of alternatives to meat. And I also think there's a side to this where they just feel like feeling all powerful and that they can change the way that people behave. Grandpa, what do you make of this giant industrial megacorp Siemens telling us what we should and should not be eating?
Yeah, it's only one step more, you know, it's just as ridiculous as actors morally preaching to us. This guy doesn't know anything about what's best for people. And of course, we all know climate change is a hoax. You always have to come back to that. They're saying they've got to solve climate change, which doesn't exist. I mean, it is. It's a hoax. They can sit there and call you names for pointing that out all they want to, but it doesn't change the truth. This is all an extension of the forced urbanization. They have forced so many people, just with changes in the economy and whatnot, into these urban settings and living in these cities, being removed from nature. And this is like the final push to get the last holdouts and push them into the cities as well. These people, when people read this kind of gibberish, when people sit around and, you know, oh, the label says cows are treated so poorly and they have such a horrible life just because they're going to be turned into a steak. They have never been out there in the freezing rain, like literally sleet, freezing rain, feeding the cows. I have. People in the country have. They understand that's just nonsense. But these people, this is targeted for urban dwellers that have no idea how the natural order is. You're out there in the freezing rain with snow and ice drizzling off of you, feeding the cows because they have to be fed. You don't just stay in the house where it's nice and warm because you might lose your cows. You have to go take care of them. And it doesn't matter if it's inconvenient. You're out there going down a treacherous road so that you can get out there, you know, spray some ether in an old tractor to get it running so you can get some bales of hay loaded up, and the cows are all standing out there. You know where the cows are? They're all standing out there, lined up at the fence, waiting for somebody to show up and feed them, because it's wintertime and it's cold. There ain't nothing for them to eat. If the man doesn't show up and give them food, they're going to die. Because you see, the cows process the food to stay warm. That's how they stay warm. They eat the hay and it helps them warm their body temperature. The cows will literally stand there and die if the man does not show up on the tractor and out there freezing his ass off feeding these cows. The only people this resonates for is city people, because they're so far removed from nature. They don't know how this works. They think the ranchers are out there torturing their cows because it's fun or some stupid nonsense. This is like the final push to push people into the city. Now, let's say they got their wish. Let's just hypothetical say where they're going with this. Oh, you're going to be eating this mystery stuff. They're going to tell you what's going to happen to the cows if there's no one there to take care of them. There'll still be some, because again, these people that also fly in their private jets, they're still going to be eating the steak. It's like during the COVID thing, you had these politicians and they're out there having parties and no wearing a mask, and there's no one else can go to the restaurant but them, because everybody else was banned from it. So they have a private party at the restaurant and they're all yucking it up and having drinks and eating steak. This is for you plebes. They're going to force you in here. You're going to be eating the mystery meat produced by them. They're destroying the economy. So the insinuation from that is you're going to be living on a food ration of mystery products from them. And if you step out of line one little bit, Zach, right now you step out of line, get banned from social media. Imagine a world where you step out of line and disagree with the narrative and you don't get your food ration. You don't get your mystery cricket meat anymore. And now you just don't have anything to eat, because after all, you're a threat to humanity. After all, you're trying to kill the planet.
you know, the healthiest food you can get is local food, organic grown food, grass grown beef. We should be looking after our farmers and looking after our independent butchers. They look after the livestock and the livestock looks after us. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.